Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
We didn't know NPR was going to play it on their top of the hour newscast, but it's good enough to play again. Rough Riders Anthem from DMX, hip-hop artist who also had the hit Party Up Up in Here, and who was well known for a variety of vocal sound effects and his impact, of course, on hip-hop. As you just heard, he died at the age of 50, died today. He had suffered catastrophic cardiac arrest, according to the hospital in White Plains, New York, where he died. He went into the hospital after suffering that cardiac event April 2nd when he was stricken at home. Good to have you with us today on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We have much to talk about. Later, the LA Times columnist Pat Morrison, who met Prince Philip, will be with us to talk about her thoughts as we remember Prince Philip, who passed earlier at the age of 99. We'll also have the latest on COVID-19. And related to COVID-19 and the pandemic, we have wonderful news about one of our beloved arts venues that is reopening to the public. The Hollywood Bowl is going to be having live music on its stage and people sitting in the seats beginning late next month. Joining us to talk about the reopening of the Bowl after a year-long closure to audience is the CEO of the Hollywood Bowl, Chad Smith. Thank you, sir, for joining us this morning. This must feel great to be able to tell the public about the reopening.
Thank you, Larry. Good morning, and it's great to be with you, and it is a good day. But we are just thrilled to be able to announce that live music with audiences is coming back to the Hollywood Bowl and the Ford Theater this summer, sooner than it can't come soon enough is how we think about it.
So how?
May 15th, we'll have our first concert with an audience at the Hollywood Bowl, and we just are delighted to announce that today.
All right, and we'll get into some of the specifics, but give us a sense of the planning that's gone into this, because it was always a moving target, it seemed, as to whether you'd be able to have live audience in the seats this summer, how many people you'd be able to have, what the protocols would have to be. So how have you worked on booking artists and figuring out staffing and all that with so much uncertain?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, and that has been the work of the staff at the LA Phil for the last year as we have navigated this incredibly difficult and painful pandemic. But what we're announcing today is different than what we were planning to announce 2 days ago. As you know, we were planning to announce the Hollywood Bowl season on Wednesday, which was to have been a limited season with limited capacity, and of course then on Tuesday afternoon, to give an indication of just how quickly things change in this environment, with the Health and Human Services announcement, Secretary's announcement, as well as Governor Newsom's announcement that there is a plan to open up the economy by June 15th, we had to take a beat. We pulled back our announcement. We've taken 36 hours to really try to understand the implications of that announcement, and in fairness, absolutes and details are still in short supply. But what we do know is that we're going to have a robust Hollywood Bowl season with the maximum number of audiences that the health protocols at the state and local level allow. And before that, we're going to present four free concerts at the Hollywood Bowl for our healthcare workers and frontline workers and essential workers and first responders as a way of saying thank you. And that will be under the current protocols, which is a much more limited audience.
And yeah, how big will the audience be for those May and June dates for the free concerts?
So where we are in the tiered system, but also with the county guidance that came out over the weekend on Saturday, LA County's Department of Health issued its protocols. We think that we can get about 4,000 people safely into the venue with the 6-foot social distancing that's required between seats and the way that we're thinking about pods. And also, you know, we think that we'll be able to have an orchestra of about 45 people on stage. And so that's the thinking right now related to those four free concerts.
So about a quarter of the full capacity of the bowl then. And how will the orchestra look different given the protocols on stage?
Well, again, that's an evolving situation. One of the things that we have been able to do during the pandemic is that we have been able to use the Hollywood Bowl as a soundstage for our digital program. So for those listeners who have been able to experience some of the music of the orchestra and Gustavo and the various artists that we've presented over the past year, they will see some protocols in the live concerts that will look familiar, which is that the strings have to be about 6 feet apart. Our winds and brass have to be about 12 feet apart under new protocol. So you'll just see a very distanced orchestra. One of the things that's interesting about an orchestra is that musicians are trained to kind of be in tight quarters, and it's a really intense listening experience. So going to be a little bit more difficult this summer. But we also anticipate that those protocols will change as the we move through the tier system, or certainly after we pass the June 15th deadline, if we're able to hit those triggers as a community.
We're talking with the Chief Executive Officer of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Association, Chad Smith. Of course, the LA Phil operates the Hollywood Bowl, and across Cahuenga Pass, the Ford Theater. We'll talk about what's planned for that smaller outdoor venue as well. But for these first concerts that are for an audience of first responders and essential workers, you've got Gustavo Dudamel and the LA Phil doing two concerts, May 15th and 22nd. What's the programming for those two dates?
Those programs are going to feature some of the great core classics as well as new works from an incredibly diverse set of composers. And then on June 12th, we'll present a concert with Thundercat and Flying Lotus. And then on June 26th, the LA band La Santa Cecilia will perform. So those four concerts are the first presentations that we'll be doing at the Hollywood Bowl before we really open the Hollywood Bowl season with the 4th of July concerts in early July.
And do you know at this point how you'll verify that those getting the free tickets are essential workers and first responders?
We're going to be working with community partners and county partners on the distribution of those tickets, and more information is forthcoming on that. There's given the changes that are happening so rapidly in this area, we're still putting together our systems around ticketing, but we do know that we're going to be working with community partners and county partners to ensure that those tickets get to the right people.
And Chad, what about the June 15th full reopening that Governor Newsom announced just a couple of days ago? Will that allow you to go full capacity on the 15th of June?
If we can do so safely, then we will. Our plan is to really follow state and local guidance, but also ensure that our patrons, who we know kind of fall on a spectrum of comfort about returning to an economy as it opens up, we want to kind of make sure that those people across the spectrum feel safe. But yes, to the extent that the governor's announcement on Tuesday indicates an expectation from the state that we should be in a very different place within this pandemic, our hope is that we'll be able to open up our venue to the maximum number of people, and we are looking forward to the day when we can welcome a full house to the Hollywood Bowl.
Are you anticipating surveying your subscribers or frequent tickets ticket purchasers to gauge their comfort level coming back to a full bowl, all tickets available after June 15th?
We have been surveying our ticket buyers, and we've participated in a number of surveys, national, local, and with community partners who are also venues over the course of the past year. And we've been seeing the general confidence in coming back to live experience increasing. As I said, we expect that there's going to be a robust demand for our events at the Hollywood Bowl this summer after it will have been 18 months since the last concert at the Hollywood Bowl, which was in November of 2019. So we anticipate a robust demand, but we also just want to make sure that we welcome people back when they are comfortable. And so we know that that's going to be it's going to be a very personal decision, and we just have to make sure that our venue is ready for them when they're ready for us.
Man, I'm ready. I'm over ready. I can't wait to get back to the bowl. It's just quintessential summer in Los Angeles to go to a concert at the Hollywood Bowl, and there's so few places where you bring together, you know, people pay just a nominal amount for sitting higher up in the amphitheater, and then people, of course, sitting close to the stage and in box seats. I mean, it just brings everybody together, and so few places where we have that kind of an arts experience. Let's talk about the programming for the summer. When are you going to be announcing the schedule of concerts?
May 11th. So on May 11th, we'll be announcing the full season at the Hollywood Bowl. And on May 25th, we're going to be announcing the full season at the Ford Theater. So we expect that our first concerts at the Hollywood Bowl after these four free community concerts will start around early July for the 4th of July concerts at the Hollywood Bowl. And for the Ford, that programming will begin towards the end of July and go through October. So our announcement dates are May 11th for the Hollywood Bowl and May 25th for the Ford Theater.
And is the Ford going to be focusing largely on local performers?
It is, and we take our stewardship of these venues very, very seriously, and the Ford Theater has played such a critical role as a platform for local artists, and that is something that is extremely important to our programming team. So the Ford is going to, be a place where some Ford favorites will be seen, where there will be some new voices from our local community will be performing on our stages. It'll be a mix of pop music, jazz, world music, classical music, opera, theater, dance. It's going to be a really, really diverse set of programmatic offerings, but again, really focused on the Los Angeles and Southern California community.
We're talking with the CEO of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Chad Smith, the LA Phil, operating both the Hollywood Bowl and the Ford Theater just across the 101 freeway in the Cahuenga Pass. Chad, what about the economics of this? Because having the bowl closed all last year, I mean, that's really the cash cow that feeds the whole LA Phil operation. What kind of a loss did you endure?
It was significant, Larry. It's we between March 2020 and the resumption of concert activities this summer, we're anticipating about $105 million loss in revenue. And we've had to make some really painful decisions in order for us to manage through this crisis. Our budget in a normal year would be about $150 million. Our budget for the past year has been half of that. We've had to make some painful decisions on layoffs and salary cuts for our musicians and for our staff. But we've also seen an incredible resilience within those constituencies and an incredibly passionate and devoted donor community who has really stepped up and helped the institution manage through this. But to your point, a robust Hollywood Bowl season is a big step in our recovery. So it's an extremely important part of how the LA-Phil operates. That said, we also recognize that we have an important role to play within the community of Los Angeles, and these venues need to be places where our community can come together, particularly after this incredibly difficult year, which we know is going to continue to be difficult for so many within the community. We provide a space for healing. We provide a space for inspiration through the incredible work of the artists in our community and more broadly. So regardless of the economics, the LA-Phil is committed to opening up our venues in whatever capacity we can. That is a part of our mission.
What about rehiring of staff that's been furloughed or laid off because of the dire economics of the pandemic for the LA-Phil? Are most or all of those people coming back?
We're in the process of hiring on the full-time employees. We're also, Larry, as you can imagine, having to staff up to operate these two venues. When the Hollywood Bowl and Ford Theaters are fully operational, we have close to 1,000 employees. And those are full-time employees, part-time employees, seasonal employees. So the good news about another element of the good news about the state's announcement is that if we can get back to full capacity, we're going to need to staff up appropriately. And that means hiring back so many of those employees that we had to lay off last year.
All right. Before we let you go, those highlights that we've come to look forward to, the 4th of July fireworks show, the sing-along, the signature events, are most or all of those going to be a part of the 2021 season?
Well, we will announce everything on May 11th, but the short answer is yes. In addition to many new artists making debuts at the Bowl, a lot of fan favorites are coming back. We know that the Hollywood Bowl is a great tradition in our community, and we want to celebrate that tradition. So, yes, a lot of those favorites are going to be back on the schedule.
Chad Smith, thank you so much for talking with us just a couple hours after publicly making this announcement of the Hollywood Bowl's reopening for this 2021 season. Thank you very much, and we wish you all the best as this wonderful cultural and community venue reopens.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to speak.
Thank you. We're going to take you to the break with the great Ella Fitzgerald, with Louis Armstrong on the trumpet, Undecided, this live at the Hollywood Bowl 1956. I want to hear from you what you think about the reopening of the Hollywood Bowl, being able to go back to concerts in just a few weeks. 866-893-KPECC. What are you most looking forward to about returning to the Bowl? And if you're reluctant to go back to a venue of that size, I'd like to hear from you as well. 866-893-KPECC. We'll be back in 1 minute. Flourishes for which he was known, Liberace, performing with the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl, 1955. Matt D'Angelo-Antonio finding that wonderful work, Matt. So many great live recordings over the years at the Bowl, but I mean, this is such an example of what the Bowl does, taking a popular artist like a Liberace from the 1950s and 60s and putting him together with an acclaimed group of musicians like the LA-Phil for a performance on stage and straddling different audiences. The Bowl, of course, does that so beautifully with the wide range of musical genres. And of course, it's Tuesday, Thursday night classical series as well. And the event programming with the major artists and fireworks and films that are, of course, a part of many of the weekend programs. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. By the way, that was called the Hollywood Bowl Concerto. All right. Again, I want to hear from you about attending the bowl. What are you most looking forward to about the bowl experience? And if you are reluctant to go back to a venue of that size, I'd also be interested in hearing your thoughts about it and what would make you feel okay about going back. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Oh, also joining us from the Wallace in Beverly Hills, CEO of the Wallace. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. When do you plan to reopen?
It's a great question. And first of all, I just want to thank Chad, who is, of course, a great colleague and friend to all of us in the arts in L.A. My immediate reaction to seeing the announcement this morning was actually to be very emotional, because we've all had to weather this storm, together over the last 12, 13 months. And of course, arts organizations have been hit particularly hard. So I actually feel very emotional. I can't wait to get back to the Hollywood Bowl. And one thing I want to underscore that he said was about LA County guidelines versus the state guidelines. So even though, and he articulated this very well, even though, you know, we have state guidelines, we in Beverly Hills do not have our own health department. And so we're totally reliant on the county for guidelines. We do have plans to build an outdoor amphitheater on our Promenade Terrace. Yeah. Our plans are before the county right now. And we're just waiting for actually our local fire department to sign off on them. So those are our plans right now, and we really hope to get back to our theaters, our indoor theaters, in the fall, even if it's at a limited capacity. And I'm with Chad in saying we'll do whatever we can to welcome back our patrons and our artists in particular.
Rachel, quickly, before I let you go, by the way, this is Rachel Fine, Executive Director, CEO of the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts, Beverly Hills, known as the Wallace. If you are allowed to bring back full indoor capacity for your fall events, are you, though, going to survey your ticket buyers to see if they're comfortable with that, even if it's allowed?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just about surveying our audiences. We're surveying our staff, all of our constituents, about how this is all going to work once we start ramping up again. But we also work with other organizations like Advisory Board for the Arts, and they have been surveying audiences, teams of people from arts organizations all over the U.S. and globally to find out what people's comfort levels are. So there's a lot of really good data out there for our organizations through ABA, through TRG Arts. So yes, we'll need to know what our patrons are feeling and our donors, but we also have access to great resources.
That's terrific. Thank you so much. Good to have you with us. Rachel Fine of the Wallace joining us to talk about what the plans are there with their fall reopening and the outdoor space that they're hoping to construct. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Suzanne in West Hollywood, good to have you with us. What are you most looking forward to about returning to the bowl this summer?
Hi, Larry. I'm kind of have mixed feelings. I love the bowl. I went to see The Who before everything happened. And I like the atmosphere there, et cetera. But I, as a performer, I am somewhat scared about performing again or going to a concert again, because our numbers are going up in California, once again, our COVID numbers. So, and I've talked to other performers with equal concerns. My concern about the bowl in particular is when I had to exit going to see The Who. It was my first time going to the bowl, by the way. The underground tunnels were so crowded that I'm indeed very thankful about having gone when I did, because it would have been a super spreader event. My friends and I are mobilizing with the City of West Hollywood Council to bring mobile units to West Hollywood and in broader areas.
All right. Suzanne, I'm sorry I got other folks, but I do appreciate you sharing your thoughts about it and your hesitancy. I'd like to hear from other listeners. Would you be hesitant because of the tunnels, because of things like that? One of my assumptions is by the time the bowl reopens, everybody who wants a vaccine is going to be vaccinated. Probably most of the bowl's attendees would be fully vaccinated should they choose to do so. It is, of course, an outside venue with, you know, the exceptions. You got the tunnels for people to go under Highland to get to the shuttle buses and things like that. 866 and the other remote parking lots. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can share your thoughts about return. Bill in the San Gabriel Valley with a very good question. Will the LA Phil end up having open rehearsals like they do now at the Bowl? I would bet that's not decided yet, Bill. That's probably further down the list of things to be determined about, you know, safety and protocols and the like. But that's a great question. And you know, once they make a determination on that, we'll try and share that information. Once again, just to refresh in case you just joined us, the Hollywood Bowl announcing this morning that it will reopen the middle of next month for a series of free concerts with tickets going to essential workers and first responders, particularly those who are healthcare workers. It's a limited provision of free tickets to the events because the bowl will be starting under limited capacity of about 25%. So about 4,000 tickets that will be provided to the Hollywood Bowl. Concerts May 15th and May 22nd with the LA Phil under the baton of Gustavo Dudamel. Also, Thundercat and Flying Lotus, the terrific jazz and R&B musicians, will be collaborating on a fourth free concert, June 12th. And then we get later into the bowl season, and some of the favorites are expected to come back. The bowl will announce its full lineup of concerts. May 11th is when they will make that announcement, as well as what the ticket sales procedure will be. But wonderful news. The Ford Theater across Cahuenga Pass will also be reopening for concerts, and it's going to be offering about 20% of its performances throughout the year free to the public at the Ford Theater right across on the other side of the canyon. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC.
Know that it will be untrue. Know that I would be alive.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.